Now, another thing we asked about I thought was really interesting is the Optimox issue, the stop-and-go issue. We always are looking for situations where we see what we call a gap, in this case between investigators and docs in practice. Doesn't necessarily mean who's right, but it's certainly striking. And one of the biggest gaps we've seen is the issue of management of metastatic disease in terms of the stop-and-go situation. And clearly, the issue is you have somebody who's on either of the agents with Bev. And, you know, for example, you have a situation where a patient, let's say, is on FOLFOX Bev and is having neurotoxicity, or just the whole issue of planning a holiday to start with. And the striking thing was the fact that the investigators are much more likely to keep the Bev and 5-FU going as opposed to the docs in practice, who much less likely to keep both going as opposed to just stopping everything or giving one. What do you do, and, you know, what do you think about these data?
I think it reflects sort of the lag time between getting the message out. If you did that survey a year earlier, I think you'd have a much more homogeneous group where everybody was kind of saying it's okay to take a holiday. And then comes the Optimox 2 data, which really still to this day surprises
me. Can you kind of go through that, one and two?
Yeah. So Optimox 1 was a fairly basic trial that was driven by oxaliplatin's cumulative nerve toxicity. Half the patients got continuous FOLFOX. The other half got 6 cycles of FOLFOX, then just 5-FU, restarting the ox when they progressed. And it turned out that that won. It was just as good, and it was a little less toxic, and the nerve toxicity was lower. So Optimox was born. They then went one more step, and the next step was called Optimox 2, presented at ASCO 2007. And that winning arm was compared to a complete holiday, so 6 cycles of FOLFOX, and then either dropping the ox or dropping everything. And then they sort of did a funky thing, and I've heard it presented a few ways, but they did not restart, whether it was FOLFOX everything or just the ox in the other arm, until patients had regrown to their baseline status. They've softened that message over time, I have to say, but it was originally presented that way. And it turned out that the group that got a little 5-FU through the window, through the holiday, had a progression-free and overall survival benefit. Give me a break. You're telling me that 4 months or so of 5-FU is going to influence overall survival. But that's what that showed in a 200-patient clinical trial. And everybody leaves ASCO saying, we've got to give something during the holiday. Well, I push back a little. Yeah, I think it does say the holiday may be valuable, and we should figure out how to make that holiday the best it can be. And it does suggest that giving a little something is good, but maybe not for everybody. I don't think everybody needs to do that. But it also tells us that it's probably not the right thing to do is to wait for the tumors to regrow to their baseline size. And what we would do clinically, quite honestly, is we'd restart the chemotherapy at the sign of first progression.
So bottom line, what do you generally do? A, do you actually go ahead and plan to stop the oxali, for example, or do you wait for neurotoxicity?
Almost any patient I'm starting that is going to have chronic chemotherapy, so the not curable, widely metastatic patient, we start talking about the holiday right from the beginning. We're going to give you chemotherapy for a few months. We're going to reassess you. My strategy is when it stops regressing, or if you had some toxicity that forces you to stop. But as long as it's shrinking and you're doing okay, I'll keep treating you, and then I'll back off when it levels off.
Treating with?
Well, whatever my combination regimen is, whether it's fulfiriavastin, fulfoxavastin, Zelox, Z-Lary, I don't care. The same, I would Optimiri people the same way I Optimox people. Ox forces you to, Iri doesn't. So let's say I'm given chemo plus Bev frontline, and they really stop responding, somewhere around 4 months or so. I back off. And most patients, I will continue the Bev, and I generally adopt a Q3-week strategy. And most patients, I keep some 5-FU going in the form of Xeloda. And my favorite recipe is I use this low-dose Xeloda on a continuous basis.
So, but when you start out, you're using 5-FU, FOLFOX?
Yeah, almost always I do. Actually, there are plenty of patients who we use the every other week Xeloda.
Is that right from the beginning?
Yeah.
So it just transitions right into it?
Yeah, to a more continuous dosing.